Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic, Lessons in Strength, Wisdom, and Courage. Now, I know what you're thinking, Stoicism. Isn't that all about being emotionless like a stone statue? And hey, there's some truth to that, but not the whole story. We're not talking about suppressing our feelings here, folks. It's more like learning to navigate them, understand them, and use them as fuel for growth instead of letting them control us. Today, we're diving into a topic that's incredibly relevant in this crazy world we live in, creating a safe space for emotional expression. Think about it, how often do you feel like you can truly be yourself, let your guard down, and express your emotions without fear of judgment? Ever felt pressured to put on a happy face, even when inside you're feeling anything but? We're bombarded with messages telling us to toughen up, keep it together, or don't be so sensitive. But here's the thing, suppressing our emotions doesn't make them disappear. They fester beneath the surface, brewing like a pot about to boil over. That's not healthy, right? So, how do we create that safe space where vulnerability is welcomed, not feared? Where authenticity reigns supreme? Let's break it down. 1. Self-reflection first. Before we can create a safe space for others, we gotta build one for ourselves. Take some time to really tune into your own emotions. What are you feeling? Why are you feeling that way? Journaling, meditation, or even just taking a quiet walk in nature can help you connect with your inner world. 2. Lead by example. Be the change you want to see in the world. When you're comfortable expressing your own emotions authentically, even the tough ones, you set a powerful example for others. It sends the message that it's okay to be vulnerable, to show up as your true self. 3. Active listening. This isn't just about hearing words, it's about truly understanding the speaker's feelings and perspective. Pay attention to their tone of voice, body language, and the emotions they're expressing. Let them know you hear them by reflecting back what you understand. Say things like, "It sounds like you're feeling really frustrated," or "I can see how much this means to you." 4. Create a culture of trust. Safe spaces are built on trust. Encourage open and honest communication. Let people know that it's okay to share their thoughts and feelings without fear of judgment or criticism. Be reliable, keep confidences, and demonstrate your commitment to creating a supportive environment. 5. Embrace imperfection. Remember, there is no such thing as a perfect safe space. There will be bumps in the road, misunderstandings, and difficult conversations. The key is to approach these challenges with empathy, understanding, and a willingness to learn and grow. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, feeling overwhelmed by a big project deadline. You're starting to feel anxious, maybe even a little stressed. You know your colleagues are probably feeling the pressure too. But instead of bottling it up or letting the tension simmer, you take a moment to share how you're feeling with a trusted coworker. You say something like, "I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed with this project deadline. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page and feeling supported." What happens next? That colleague might respond with empathy, understanding, or even helpful suggestions. You might discover that you're not alone in feeling this way, and by sharing your experience, you create a sense of connection and support. That's the power of creating a safe space for emotional expression. It allows us to connect, learn from each other, and navigate the challenges of life with greater strength and resilience. So, remember, friends, creating a safe space for emotional expression isn't just about being nice, it's about fostering genuine connection, building trust, and creating an environment where everyone feels empowered to be their authentic selves. And that's something we can all strive for, right? Let me know your thoughts. Share your experiences, stories, or even tips for creating safe spaces in your own lives. Use the hashtag #HowToBeStoic on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and stay courageous. We're all in this together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.